Welcome. It is 5:39. It's the entertainment news segment of our award-winning program. Halle Berry is back in the entertainment news. No, her... What is it? Is it boyfriend?
No, they're married.
Fiance?
They're married.
Are they?
Yes, and she just had a baby.
That's what she's in the news for. She just gave birth to a baby boy on Saturday in Los Angeles. There's no name on the... there's no word on the name yet. I think they're going to name him Straw.
Straw.
Berry.
That's, no,
she is the kind of celebrity who will uncork a weird name.
Oh, here. I don't know. She's got two other kids. Do they have weird names, too?
Yeah, Blue.
They do, what?
And Rasp.
Oh, stop it.
I don't know. More importantly, I don't care. But Halle Berry, she's an interesting individual. My family watched the latest movie she was in. What was it, The Call? The 911.
Yeah, how was that?
I did not watch it, but the family said that it was a good movie, except for the end, that it jumped the shark and unraveled at the end.
It looks like one of those made for cable TV movies.
That's exactly what I thought.
Like you'd actually want to go and spend the $10.
Did you ever see the horror movie she was in called Gothica?
A number of years ago. Oh, I don't think so.
Put that on your list.
Really?
It's scary, it's freaky, and she's very good.
All right. I will definitely take a look at that.
Good Halloween movie to watch.
I will put that on the list. I saw her in Catwoman.
Oh, brother.
It was horrible.
Oh, did we see her in Catwoman?
Yeah, she was fine to look at, but as far as a movie, it was just terrible.
Not enough to carry the movie.
No, right? No, unfortunately it was not. Speaking of movies, Gravity had the best October opening of all time. Gravity, its first weekend, made $55.6 million. We haven't seen that kind of turnout in a theater in a while for an opening movie.
It's funny, on Twitter, there's this scientist, really a well-known scientist, that posted all of the... All of the scientific mistakes in the movie Gravity, because there's a bunch of them. Satellites going in the wrong direction. How come her hair isn't floating in zero gravity?
Halle Berry.
No, it's Sandra Bullock.
I mean, Sandra Bullock. Yeah. You got to make her look good.
But it's funny. He's listing all of the scientific boo-boos in the movie.
Oh, come on. I feel sad for someone like, can't sit back and enjoy the movie?
Apparently not if you're a scientist.
The hair is blowing in the wrong direction.
You're seeing all of the mistakes.
Come on.
The sun is coming up in the opposite area. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 made $21 million to be the number two of the week. Runner Runner made $7.6 million. That's its debut. It comes in at number three. Prisoners made a little over $5.5 million. And Rush, the movie I've still yet to go see, is made $4 million.
And you call yourself a Formula One race fan.
No, I call myself, having to do everything else that happens over the weekend, and sometimes you don't get the chance. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of Sandra Bullock's Gravity, the film, as we just said, set the record for the biggest opening weekend in a movie for October. Sandra Bullock is actually lucky to be celebrating because she wasn't even close to being the first choice to play the female lead. We talked about last week that Angelina Jolie was originally going to star. I'm glad they didn't pick her. I'm done with her. Back when the movie was announced a few years ago, but after she bowed out, the producers went through four more actresses. Marion Cotillard, I don't know who that
Cotillard,
is.
Cotillard, yes.
Whatever.
She's been in a bunch of big movies.
Scarlett Johansson, Blake Lively, and Natalie Portman. No, I like Sandra Bullock better, all of those. So there you go. Sandra was actually the sixth choice. Now, here's one that I think Rosie O'Donnell would be very, very good in.
Come on.
What? She's in the news, too. But anyway, Roseanne Barr is who I was thinking of. Roseanne Barr. I get those two mixed up.
I'm sure you do.
You understand why.
Mm-hmm.
Is there really much of a difference?
Stop it.
Anyway, Roseanne Barr, I think, would be very good for this one. It's a sequel to King Kong.
Oh, just cut it out.
Why?
Come on.
You're assuming that I'm thinking she would play the great ape. Well, I was, actually, but I mean, you don't have to jump to that conclusion. It's going to be an adaptation of the novel Kong, King of Skull Island, which was published in 2004 with the consent of the estate of the gentleman that actually created the original
Kong. Do we need another King Kong remake? I mean, we've had a whole bunch of them.
Yeah. No, Kong is a staple of horror movies. We've got to have King Kong. And then, of course, speaking of Roseanne Barr, she is accusing the producers of 2.5 Men of stealing her material. Last week episode, Ashton Kutcher's character joked, quote, "When you're old, I imagine that never mind, I can't, I'm not going to do the joke because it's just in bad taste. It has to do with bodily functions. Let's just put it that way.
And she says that they stole her joke?
It's very similar to something Roseanne has been using in her stand-up act, and she's not happy about it. She says that they have stolen her material.
I think that goes on a lot in the stand-up world. Robin Williams has been accused of stealing other comics' jokes for years.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, borrowing and adapting, that's one thing. But just blatantly using somebody else's material? A friend of mine was a stand-up comedian, is a stand-up comedian, and we were doing a show that I helped produce. And this other guy, who is just a local hack, shows up and says, well, can I be on stage with you? It's like, no, dude, we've got our lineup all... Well, my friend says, yeah, come on up and do a couple, three jokes. And yeah, well, you know, just to give him some help. So he shows up with an entourage, demands to get in free. I'm like, okay, fine. I'll let all you and your five friends in free. Then he gets up on stage and does my friend's material. And I looked at my buddy and I said, seriously? He's doing your stuff. He goes, yeah. He says, that's old material anyway. I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. And I confronted him after the show. I said, wow. I said, where do you get your jokes? He goes, oh, Justin and I do our each other's material all the time. I said, really? With his permission? Or you just steal it from... Oh, man, I was not happy. My friend, though, was much more gracious about it. He said, just let him have it. You know, I was very upset about it. Anyway, Harry Connick Jr. may be getting a sitcom out of his negotiations to be an American Idol judge.
Oh, it's maybe. One of his demands?
Maybe.
I'll be the judge, and I want a show, too.
Fox has announced that they're developing a new sitcom, which will star Harry as, quote, a successful entertainer and a single dad who takes time off to reconnect with his teenage daughter. There's no word on a title yet, but there it is. There it is. So that's a nice round out of entertainment news, don't you think? Yeah, there it is. Oh, you want to know what some of the people from old TV shows, how old they would be today?
Okay.
Don Draper would be 88 from Mad Men.
Oh, you're talking about fictional characters.
Yeah, from the shows. Uh-huh. Roger Sterling would be 96 and 103. Peggy Olson would be 74.
Don Draper and Roger Sterling would never make it that far as much as they smoke and drink.
Saved by the Bell, Zach Morris and A.C. Slater are both 38. Rachel from Friends is 42. Kevin Arnold and Paul Pfeiffer would both be 57 from The Wonder Years. Fonzie would be 79 years old if the show was still running. Isn't he about that age right now? I mean, isn't he kind of... up there in
I don't
years?
Think Henry's that Henry Winkler's that old. I think he probably is in his what? Maybe early to mid 60s.
Yeah, something like that. Old enough to do the reverse mortgage ads. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News, we'll be right back.
Hey, if you're thinking about getting married soon, listen to this. I just read that a growing number of couples have started splitting the cost of an engagement ring. Yeah, if there's one thing every girl dreams of, it's hearing the special someone say, you owe me $2,000. I need it this month. I need it this month. I gotta have it. More couples are splitting the cost of an engagement ring. Here's how it works. Your girlfriend pays half, and you pay for the rest of your life. That's it. You believe you made me pay for half of this? Get out of here!
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. And on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.